Hello everybody, this is Danilo out here in nature enjoying the spontaneous order and anarchy that is inherent in the world around us. Coming to you from peacefulanarchism.com, theseedsofliberty.com, theconsciousresistance.com, and the Voluntary Virtues Network. So I wanted to talk about a recent comment that I got on my Facebook page. Somebody commented saying, capitalism is forced, is a forced system. You're forced to participate because you need food, water, clothing, shelter, healthcare, and you'll die without it, and you need money to get it. And so the people who have money control those things, and they can decide whether to give those things to you or not. And in order to get money, you have to sell your labor to get those things. So therefore, you are being exploited. You are a slave to capitalism. I think this kind of demonstrates an inherent misunderstanding of the word capitalism, and also what the alternatives might be that this person is suggesting. Right? Because according to dictionary.com, I made a post recently that capitalism is defined as a system whereby the production, the means of production, distribution, wealth is controlled by private individuals. Private individuals get to make the choices what to do with those, with that wealth, how to distribute the products, how to make the products, right? So there is no mention of the state whatsoever. And what I was trying to get across to this individual is that capitalism, free market capitalism, which, you know, there's faint vestiges of it today, is actually the most moral, the most compassionate, the most benevolent system that I know of. Because who better to entrust with wealth and with the distribution and production of resources and, you know, goods and services than those people who are invested in its success, whose families depend on for their very livelihood, for their very survival? Who would be better to manage those things? Bureaucrats? Politicians? Who have no investment, who bear no cost for their bad decisions, and who have most of the time no understanding of basic economics and business? How could they possibly know how a particular business needs to function? Right? When a politician makes a regulation and sends in all these regulators and inspectors there to monitor the business, how do they know on the day-to-day basis what needs to be done, what decisions need to be made, which, where the resources need to be allocated? How could they possibly know that? They don't. They don't know that. They are simply responding to the clamor of the populace to restrain so-called evil corporations. Right? These regulations and these laws are meant for those companies, those corporations, which incidentally, most of the time, have attained their pseudo-monopoly type status through legislation and the enactment of barriers to entry for smaller businesses and regulations and minimum wage laws. So most people see those corporations as evil and seek to rein them in, to control, to subjugate them according to the will of the population. And the politician is only happy to obey them and to carry out this will, when in fact the only result of that is the hindrance of liberty, of business people in general, most often small business owners and people who would go into the realm of business, would start their own business, but cannot they're snuffed out, they're nipped in the bud, because they have to overcome all of these hurdles, all these bureaucratic hurdles, these regulatory hurdles, all these costs, licenses, permits. So what these things do, they don't regulate, they destroy potential, they destroy possible business ventures, they destroy possible inventions. Regulations destroy prosperity, plunder wealth, and make us, impoverishes us all. And this is what happens when you appeal to the state to solve your problems. Capitalism is compassionate. I was reminded by my brother about this this video that Peter Schiff made when he went to Wall Street to talk to the 1%ers, the 99%ers during the Wall Street, you know, right, I guess near the Wall Street bailouts when they had the Occupy Wall Street. And he put up a sign, "I'm the 1%, let's talk." And he had all of these lefties and socialists and communists coming up to them, and, you know, one guy's like, what we need is compassionate capitalism. And Peter Schiff says, "What are you talking about? Capitalism is the most compassionate system I know. I have a business. I employ thousands of people. I help to feed their families, put their kids through college, I help them to live. What do you do? How many people do you employ?" To criticize those people who are actively making the world a better place by engaging in voluntary interaction, producing products and services that people buy, is the epitome of hubris, of hypocrisy, of absurdity. If you feel that you are being exploited, taken advantage of, you should be very careful who you blame. If you feel that you're being exploited by Walmart for having a job that you voluntarily took, I'm sorry, but you're mistaken. If you feel that you're being exploited by McDonald's for a job that you voluntarily took, I'm sorry, but you're mistaken. When we blame other people and other businesses for the problems in our own lives, we are doing ourselves a disservice. That time and energy that is taken to criticizing other people, to trying to bring people down, to try to destroy successful people, is wasted time and wasted energy, and could be more useful if it's diverted towards improving oneself, acquiring skills, starting a business, raising a family peacefully, being compassionate with your own belongings and your own income. It's kind of laughable when Democrats and leftists claim to be compassionate because they support the welfare state. No. Compassion does not occur at the end of a gun. If you're forced to be compassionate, or you're forcing other people to be compassionate, there is no compassion. There's only violence and threats of violence and coercion and force. Compassion is something that's done voluntarily of your own free will. And this is the fundamental difference. This is why capitalism is the most compassionate system. It requires no state intervention. And indeed, when the state does meddle, or more aptly put, agents of the state who act in the name of the state, threaten peaceful voluntary interactions from taking place, it does a genuine disservice and destroys prosperity. This is the source of evil in the world, is the initiation of force. And those people that believe that the only way that we can achieve a better world and achieve prosperity is through violence and through the initiation of force. In, In the words of George Carlin, fighting for peace is like effing for virginity. It doesn't work. There's no peace on the other side of violence and the initiation of force. And if you support that, you are the problem in the world. So thank you very much for listening. This is Peaceful Anarchism. Danilo from thepeacefulanarchism.com, theseedsofliberty.com, the Conscious Resistance Network, and the Voluntary Virtues Network. Wishing all of you have a wonderful day. Take care. Bye. Peace.